Look, if you're thinking about starting a cash practice, or you just started one and you're making less than $5,000 a month, you need to take a serious look at the Gym PT Blueprint. I put this course together for you. The PT is trying to do his own thing, that doesn't want to have to work for somebody else seeing 30 people a day and hating their job. And I did this so that you can skip all that time and wasted energy and money that it takes to learn things the hard way and follow a proven system that has helped over 100 cash practice owners start, run, and grow successful practices in the last 9 months alone. Guys, this is something that can significantly help your business. It's just up to you to decide if you're willing to invest in yourself. Head over to drdannymatei.com, go to the products, and check out the Gym PT Blueprint right there. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And we got a little bit of a training today that I wanted to go over. This is something that I get a lot of questions about, and it's digital products, right? So for many people, digital products are, they seem really cool, they're sexy, I can make money while I sleep. Now, that's not always the case. In fact, many people think digital businesses are easier. In my experience, I think digital business is harder than brick and mortar business. There's just a lot of learning curve there that, it's hard to learn. The technology is constantly changing, but it is definitely a viable revenue stream for many different people in different niches. And there's a lot of people in the world that could potentially benefit from our services that we can then productize and put in some sort of sellable digital asset. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through in the course of the next however long it takes, few minutes, whatever it is, how to actually get to your first $1,000 product, or let's say four-figure product, in a manner that you don't go about it the wrong way. So I'll tell you a quick story. Okay, and this is about how I did the complete wrong thing when I did my first digital product. Okay, so I had a digital product that I put together. It's called the Physio Coach Foot and Ankle Course. You've never heard of it. And the reason why is because it sucked. And at the time of me doing it, I thought it was awesome. So this was my kind of idea of how I could bring watered down kind of physical therapy, depth, anatomy, biomechanics, and basic movement assessment to coaches. And I thought, you know what? Coaches should know this stuff. Like, this helps me work with people better. They would love to learn that, right? So I spent all this time and money getting this course put together, videoing it. I assembled a group that I could teach live, and then we videoed that. I paid somebody to edit it. I put it in a platform. I got CEU approval for it through CrossFit. All of this I did on the front end under the assumption that somebody was actually going to buy this course. And that's exactly what it was. It was an assumption. I think one person actually bought it, and it was probably like a pity purchase from somebody that was a friend of mine, because it just wasn't very good. And the message was wrong. The marketing was definitely wrong. It didn't look great. At the time, I thought it was amazing. I thought this was going to be groundbreaking stuff. And that's how many of us think until we actually get feedback from the market, because the market doesn't lie. Okay, the market is not going to fake that they like something. People either purchase it or they don't. And if you're thinking about or you're interested in potentially having a digital product of some sort, or this could even, let's put an umbrella kind of term on this. Digital product is anything that you can sell digitally online without you necessarily having to be there face to face with somebody. Now, it could come in a couple of different forms. It could be Like telehealth would be more like consulting, because you're actually still engaging with somebody. A course would be very hands-off. That's sort of a digital, you take this and run with it. It could be, what's up, Andrew? Thanks for joining, anybody. I'll actually talk to you later tonight in the mastermind call. Now, it could be it could be a simple plan, right? It could be programming. We have plenty of people in our mastermind that do continuity programming, meaning when somebody gets discharged, they do wellness programming or they do training and conditioning for them. That's still a digital product. And what I want you to think about is there's different forms of this, which one maybe fits where you're at or what you're looking to do. Not everybody wants to do a course, so they want to do some sort of program that they can have very hands-off. It may be as simple as something for somebody to work with instead of discharge. Now they have this program that you can have a recurring revenue stream of a digital product for them. So there's a lot of ways to use this. We use it in our business in a couple fashions, in both of our businesses, in a couple different ways. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the first steps of how you get going with this and how you make sure that you don't end up where I did, which was wasting a bunch of time and money on a course that I thought was awesome that nobody else thought was any good. Okay, so let's talk about kind of the first steps initially. Okay, so the first step is you have to know who you're trying to serve and what result you're trying to get for them. This is probably the most important of every single step that I've written out. Okay, so hopefully you can see this fairly well. I have terrible handwriting, but you just listen to me. If you're listening to this on podcast form, just listen to me, okay? Or you can go to the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group and you can watch the replay of this video. But who are you trying to serve and what result are you trying to get for them? So in my case, with this first digital product that I had, I was trying to serve coaches and I was trying to get them a better understanding of anatomy, physiology, biomechanics, so that they could have a better depth of understanding and be better coaches. Now my aim was a bit off with this, but that is who and what I was trying to get. Now, here's another example, the Gym PT Blueprint course we have. Who is it for? It's for PTs that want to open a practice in a cash setting and primarily do it in a gym or in a fitness environment. And the result is we want them to be able to develop a six-figure business taking only cash and be able to do that over the course of 6 to 12 months by following this program. So who and what? PTs want to start a cash practice. What? They want to be able to leave their current employment and be able to be self-employed and create flexibility, time, and financial stability via doing that. Okay? That one worked. The first one I did not. All right? And I'll tell you why it worked here in a second as we go through this. So once you figure out your who and what you want to get the result for them and what that result's going to be, well, now you have to start looking. Are there any other people that are doing something similar? And if there are, many people think, oh, this sucks. Somebody's already got a product. I've got to think of something else. That's the actual complete opposite of what that means. So if you start looking, okay, for instance, let's take the blueprint that I have, the cash practice. There's plenty of people out there that are talking about similar things in terms of business within physical therapy community, the cash community as well. Now, if you take a look at that and you say to yourself, is that a bad thing that people are there? They're already doing that? No, not necessarily. It's actually a good thing. What it means is that there's a viable market for it already. And that means that you probably are on the right track. Okay. Now you take a look at those people and see, you know, what is their offer look like? What is their, the structure of it look like? And start to see what other people are offering. That's a great place for you to start to do initial market research of if this is something that somebody's actually going to potentially buy. Because if I see a market that's already there and I know that I have a different perspective or my experiences are different that might be able to provide certain people in that market a better experience, then that's what I want to do. And for me, my experience was setting a practice up in a gym, which I think is an incredibly viable option for practitioners that are strength and conditioning minded, that are interested in being in that setting, but also understand that's a super low overhead place to have access to a lot of equipment that's expensive and people who are your target audience. I say this all the time, it's like having a Chick-fil-A in a mall. Have you ever seen a Chick-fil-A in a mall that's not busy? No, you haven't, because their target audience is right there. Mall goers love chicken sandwiches and waffle fries. Well, same thing with having a practice in a gym. Okay, so as I look at that, I said other people are talking about this, but they're not necessarily talking about the way that I structured it and the way that we were able to go about it, and that's what we teach. So that's the difference between the offer and the people is slightly different, but the market was still there. Now, once we went about doing that, the next thing you want to do is you want to have some sort of opt-in content. So if you look at what we did, we started a podcast. So I had Doc and Jock Podcast. Doc and Jock Podcast was, we had it for 2.5 years. It had a fairly large listenership. And I, every time I talked about business on that, I got people that would email me more questions about business. So I decided, let's start a business podcast and let's use that as opt-in content bait. So how many listeners can we get with that? And step number two, we'll, from Chile. Hey, Sebastian, thanks, man. We'll look at, okay, how many of these people can actually, or will actually opt in for something from the podcast to an email list. Okay. And if this is what's funny about this, as I talk about this framework, you, if you've been listening to this podcast for a year, roughly that this has been going on, you'll probably be able to think to yourself, huh? Yeah, I have gone through some of those steps. And you've basically gone through and you've joined our list. We communicate with you. You listen to the podcast. You're on the Facebook community. It's happening in real life. This, the reason I know this stuff works is because you're watching this or you're listening to this right now. Okay, it's sort of like inception. It's like a dream within a dream, right? But what I'm telling you is you can do this in any other context that fits your niche. For me, it just so happens to be business, right? But once we have some opt-in content, it could be as simple as some sort of ebook that people would opt in for. It could be a Facebook group. It could be a podcast, something that's free where people are going to be able to interact with you or hear your message and ideally exchange their information for whatever you have to give them. So we have an opt-in roadmap associated with the podcast and the website that we have. Okay, so we built a small list. Now, from that small list, what we wanted to do was then try to figure out how we could offer something to that list. So step three, opt-in content, which for us was podcasts and the ebook that we have. We built our list by taking people from the podcast and telling them to go download this thing. The list built. From there, we started getting involved in other Facebook groups that are business related and starting to see what questions people were asking and also trying to be as helpful as we possibly can. So this is actually a really good step, and this is something that I screwed up, sort of. So for me, I always try to, in Facebook groups, I try to answer a lot of questions. I don't leave a lot of questions, but I will definitely answer questions. Now, the goal of that is to be super helpful and for people to try to figure out who I am and then they realize, oh, this guy has a podcast, or oh, this guy's got a website, I go check it out. And I'm just being helpful, and then they're being curious and they figure out who I am and what I have to talk about. That's free marketing. Now, on Facebook groups, you have to be careful. People can be really difficult sometimes with what you can share. And you don't want to go in there and just say, hey, go download this thing, because you'll get kicked out. I got kicked out of a fairly prominent physical therapy group in the cash setting for putting a link to a podcast that answered the question that somebody posed. So you sort of don't really know how far to go. My best advice for you is just to put an answer that's really helpful and then take your Facebook profile and change it to where there's a call to action for somebody to go and download that list building content that you're trying to get them to download. Because if you really think you can help them, there's nothing wrong with that, right? So free marketing is like that. The other thing is you can see if there's people that you know that you could serve, that you could have opt in on this, and then now you can build your list organically that way as well. But you don't want to pay for this yet because you have no idea if anybody's going to buy this thing. So there's no purpose for you to go and create some slick Facebook ads. If I had done that for the blueprint, or I'm sorry, for the gym PT or the physio coach course that I had where I'm teaching like foot and ankle mechanics, I would have lost a bunch more money than I did. So we went about it organically. Okay, so once you do your free marketing, you're gonna put your offer structure together, all right? So with the blueprint, we put together, these are the modules, these are the bonuses, this is what's gonna be included in it, and then once you do that, you wanna test it to your list. And the way that you're gonna do that is, you're gonna put your offer structure together, you're not gonna build the course yet. This is actually really important. Do not build the course yet, all right? Don't put a bunch of time, money, and energy behind it. you have to build a small, simple sales page to be able to then have a place for people to go and actually be able to buy something. The easiest platform that I've found is ClickFunnels. I think it's great. Lead pages, you can do it with this. You could do it with Kajabi. You can do it with any number of different things. You could do for plugins with WordPress. You want something that's simple. They can go and they can pay for something, or you can launch it to your list. And this is where it's really important. So if you're going to release a product, you do not want to put it all together and hope that you're right. If you go about it this way, you'll end up building a list. You'll end up engaging with a group of people and try to figure out what their problem is and see how you can solve it for them. And then when you go to actually have a launch to your list, what ends up happening is you have a pretty small but targeted group of people that you could potentially serve with this product. And then it's up to them to say if you are right or wrong. And the way that they vote is with their credit card. So if you put an offer out there and nobody wants it and you have it structured correctly, and we'll kind of talk about that a little bit here in a second, the market is probably telling you that what you've decided to put a digital product on together is not what people actually want, and that you should not waste any more time or money doing that. And it sucks when this happens. Trust me, we want to be right every time, but that's not the case. It's much better to be wrong and just do this part versus be wrong and put all this time, money, and energy into building an actual course out, because that takes a lot. And when you're wrong like that, it sucks. I didn't do another digital product for a year after that first product that I did, because I was just frustrated. You know, I was like, this digital stuff doesn't work. It's just like fake. Nobody's actually making money doing this. No one's actually helping anybody with this. Nobody's buying any of this stuff. And that's not true. That's actually totally inaccurate. There's a ton of people out there that are helping other people with digital products, and it serves a purpose as one of your revenue streams, potentially your only revenue stream, depending on how you want to go into business for yourself. But when you look at your offer, there has to be a few things, right? So when you go to like launch to your list, the number one killer of people making decisions is a lack of scarcity. So think of it this way. When you have a very limited amount of time to be able to buy something that you're kind of interested in, and you know that that's going to go away, the likelihood of you actually purchasing that goes up dramatically. And the reason why is we're all natural procrastinators. We'll wait until the last minute to do anything. It's a human fault. Okay, we're all like this. We have to try really hard not to be procrastinators. So if we look at buying psychology, we have scarcity is one of the strongest ways for us to get people to make a decision. Okay, so I do this with my son all the time. You know, I give him two options. It's like, you can do this, you can do this. You have 5 seconds to decide. And then he'll decide on what he wants to do. But if I just say, hey, you can have this or you can have this, it would take forever for him to actually decide what he wanted to do. He's very indecisive. And he'd go on and on for an hour. I don't have time for that. So it involves scarcity in it. And same thing when you offer your initial product to the list, the internal list that you've developed, you want to have some amount of scarcity associated with that offer. If you don't, you're going to have difficulty getting people to make a decision. So you could say something as simple as, hey, I'm offering this course, whatever it is, to just to people on this list for the first, you know, for the next 24 hours. Once 10 people have opted in, I'm not going to take anybody else. It's going to be at 50% discount from what the course is actually going to sell for. Go here to sign up for it. All right. And that's going to be much better than, hey, I made this thing. You can go buy it over here. And, just take your time, go whenever you want, and it'll always be there. No rush, you know, buy it if you want. That's a super weak offer. You're going to have a challenging time getting people to actually take you up on that offer. Okay. So the steps again, so who are you serving? What do you, result do you want to get for them? Who else has something similar? Do your market research. You know, there's nothing wrong with seeing with what other people are doing. I'm not telling you, don't go and actually like buy somebody's thing and then just copy it and then put it up under your own name. That's not okay. But for you to start to see what other people are selling that's successful, there's nothing wrong with that. Go look at their sales pages. You know, go and actually see what their social media posts look like. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, businesses do this with other businesses all the time. They call it market research. So go and look. If there's other people in that niche, awesome, you're probably on the right track. Create some sort of easy opt-in content, get an ebook put together, get a video that people can sign up for where they exchange your content, start a Facebook group, you know, that has to do with that, and then, you know, a low barrier to entry where they can exchange information with you. You're gonna start to build a small list. Now, once you build that small list, you're gonna start doing free marketing. So you're gonna get into Facebook groups of, you know, similar niches. You're gonna start to be really helpful and answer questions. Don't put anything, you know, that basically self-promoting, you'll probably get kicked out, but just be super helpful, answer questions, be the person that's always like responding with whatever question you feel like you can answer, and then make sure that they realize that, oh, you've got something cool to offer as well. Put together the actual offer structure of what you're looking at and you wanna try to sell, create the sales page, and then you're gonna launch it to your list. You're gonna add scarcity, you know, in that time domain where they have to actually make a decision at a discounted rate for what the course is gonna be sold at. Now, Here's the result. It's either going to be, hey, this is awesome, I had however many people sign up and I made this much money, now, oh shit, I have to build the course, which is probably a good problem to have, okay, compared to the other alternative, which is, okay, I did this work on the front end and now I have crickets. Nobody has said a single word about being interested in this. And that sucks because I've put some time into this at this point, but at least you haven't put a bunch of money into it, and all the time it's gonna take to get an actual digital product put together, which is time consuming as hell, like on the front end, okay? So save yourself the errors that I learned the hard way by going about this and actually doing an internal launch before you build the product, and then seeing if it matches up with what people want, versus build the product and then hope that you've picked the right thing, okay? So guys, I hope you enjoyed this training. Let me know if you have any questions. I do get a lot of questions on digital products, and I think that it's a cool topic. It's a big topic. It's sort of a confusing topic, I think, for a lot of people that are not familiar with digital businesses, but it's also an opportunity for another revenue stream within your business in a number of different ways. So I'll be doing more education on this. We talk about this quite a bit in the mastermind group that I have. It's an entrepreneurs group. It's not just a practice group. So understanding like these other elements of revenue streams that have to do with your business. And if you're sitting here right now and you're thinking to yourself, man, I have a cash practice, I've never thought about adding any digital revenue streams to my business, you are missing out. You have a really unique opportunity for your employees to potentially develop revenue streams for themselves, for your practice to develop other revenue streams, and for you to have continuity programs built in place for people that are being discharged that then go into wellness programs that slowly, consistently add up to have recurring revenue streams within your business in a way that's very much more hands-off and doesn't require the resources of staff in clinic the way that it does whenever you're working with somebody. So that's my advice. That's where I'll leave it at. So guys, if you have any questions, you can always leave a comment in this training. If you liked it, you know, let me know. Tell me you'd like to learn more about this topic in particular. We'll be sure to do that. You know, and as always, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.